Shabbos is the day that we feel and focus on the fact that Hashem is the Melech HaOlam. He's the one who's running the entire world. And the entire world is a display of Hashem's greatness. We just look around at the amazing Bria that Hashem created and how He keeps it going with His wisdom, His chesed. And we see Hashem's Melucha, His greatness, His values. By us, there's a concept called Abdus. By us, the concept of Abdus, being a servant, has a negativity to it. In America, there were slaves and now we're free men. By us, to be an Eved Hashem is the highest level a person can reach. And that's part of the avodah of Shabbos, to make ourselves a true Eved Hashem. And the mere fact that we're not doing malacha shows a certain level of Eved Hashem. A person can continue doing his business. I gotta give up another day of business making profits. I don't do that. That in itself shows that I realize that I'm not in control and I'm limiting my behavior by the values and the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why for us it's not a negative thing, it's a positive thing, it's more than positive, it's the most powerful thing, is because Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus has his moshel. We mentioned it before. What is a moshel for malchus? You have a table. The table is made of five pieces of wood, four legs on the top. If you have five pieces of wood just sitting next to each other, that's five pieces of wood. That's all they are. When you put them together, it becomes a table as a new entity. That common entity of a whole bunch of things together, that is similar to the concept of malchus, which means just that by melech, the idea of the melech is he's also uniting everything in his kingdom. Everything has its place, has its position, has its goal, what to do, and he's supposed to guide them to interact in a fashion that is bringing out his ideals and his values. And the person who cooperates with the king, he becomes part of that malchus, and he has the greatness of the king. So by goyish kings, it works a little bit differently. Over there, he just cares about himself, he doesn't care about everybody else. But the true malchus, we're talking about our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the same idea. Just like when you have a table, if you're the leg of a table, you're not just a piece of wood. You're not just a leg. You are the table. The table is all the parts put together. So you have a shechet, an entire new use and value of the table. So the same idea with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you recognize that you're part of Hashem's Bria, you're created to serve Him, and not that you're an independent operator, then you have a shechet to the whole greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look yourself to His greatness, and being part of His greatness, you yourself achieve that greatness. You're now part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chavi Yochum. But if you say, no, I want to be independent, then okay, Hashem has His greatness, and you're just another two-legged creature. So this idea of Shabbos, of Yishua Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I'm willing to be mevatel many of the interactions I'm doing for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a sign of Abdus to Hashem, and that's the way we lift ourselves up, to be part of Hashem's greatness, and to be zeichut to His bracha for the entire week afterwards. That's why Shabbos considers the yoyim, that all the bracha of the coming week comes out of. That's why also in Shabbos is the time of simcha, because it's time, the day that we bring out the true greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Appreciating the greatness of Hashem, I have a shaykhus to Him, and that uplifts me to be part of His own greatness.